Support comes from Troy University, welcoming prospective students to explore more than 170 majors and minors in more than 40 graduate and professional degree programs. Now accepting applications for the fall semester. More information at troy.edu/admissions.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is the weekly news wrap from In Focus. Each week, Alabama Public Television's Don Daly stops by to share two headlines and a wild card. So now let's wrap up this week's news. Don Daly, welcome back to Troy Public Radio, and thank you so much for joining us by Skype from your APT office in the State House.
Carolyn, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks, as always.
This has been such a busy week for news. Where do you want to start with your news wrap?
Well, I think we need to start with COVID-19. Things continue to move in the wrong direction in Alabama, where our daily case counts and hospitalization rate are concerned. We're now at or above 1,000 new cases every day. Hospitalizations in Alabama are now over 1,000. It was just reported this week that Alabama now has one of the highest COVID positivity rates in the country, while of course at the same time continuing to have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. Our governor, Kay Ivey, has been very outspoken on this issue in the last week. Of course, she was very candid in some remarks last week, saying that she felt that in large part our surging virus numbers were because of the unvaccinated. She has since written an opinion piece for the Washington Post where she expanded on her belief along those lines. But Governor Ivey is pretty dug in where not mandating masks again is concerned, or not coming back with any more of the restrictions that we saw during the height of the pandemic last year. She is urging people to get the shot. She says it is the most effective way we have of fighting COVID in our state, and she believes that it's safe and effective, and she points to herself having received the vaccination among other high-profile people. But it's very worrying to public health officials in Alabama where we're going right now, where COVID is concerned, still having one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, although in the last week, since so much has been made of our low vaccination rate, the statistics for vaccinations in Alabama have seen a slight uptick, and officials are hoping that that trend might continue. At the same time, the State Department of Public Health came out with its recommendations this week for state schools, which are going to be resuming in-person classes here over the next couple of weeks. Public Health is recommending that masks be worn in schools. That's recommending. It's not a mandate. Again, there is no state mandate of masks, but the State Department of Public Health is recommending as a safe practice that folks in schools wear masks. That's both adults and children. As we've reported previously, the State Education Department has taken the position that these decisions will be made on the local level, that local officials can best determine, based on the conditions in their area, what's most appropriate for them.
Don, your Capital Journal viewers see Dr. Scott Harris on your program every week as State Health Officer. Tonight at 7:30, who will be joining him on your program?
Yes, Dr. Harris will be back to talk about all of the bad news concerning COVID. We'll also have Senate President Pro Tem Greg Reed of Jasper on the program. He'll talk about the state's response to our increasing COVID numbers, as well as the prospects for a special session on prisons. Representative Prince Chestnut of Selma will be with us. He'll talk about some hesitancy in the African-American community to get the COVID vaccine. He'll also be talking about his push for prison reform. And Senator Chris Elliott of Fairhope will be with us to talk about the upcoming special session on reapportionment.
Can you leave us with a wild card?
How about something very unusual washing up on the beach in Florida? Now, we're always hearing tales of something out of the ordinary washing up on the beach, but Flagler County, Florida, in the hammock area, one of those big cylindrical aquatic contraptions made so that you can be as if you were running across the water. And there was a man inside who was trying to run from Florida to Bermuda, but he got swept up in a tide, I suppose, and he washed back up on the beach. and some people came upon him, and I can only imagine what their reaction was. I know what my reaction would be.
Well, obviously, this is a great way to quarantine from COVID.
It might be, yeah.
Don, I want to thank you so much for joining us for the News Wrap from your APT office in the State House by Skype.
Thanks as always, Carolyn.